heard about a fellow who stayed in a motel that had a high star rating in the book published by the particular motel chain. He said after he checked in, he realized, he had made a huge mistake. The place was on a bad side of town, and the place was also filthy. The room had an odor, and a bug was crawling on the floor. Dirty towels were piled up in the hallway. No one had picked them up for hours. He said after his trip, he decided to write a nice letter to the National Hotel office, and he's just going to tell them about it, that he always stayed in their motels because they had this trusted star system. He requested that they lower their rating in their guide to a one star on this particular motel to honestly reflect its quality so other customers would know what to expect. Now, he says a few weeks later, he got a letter from the national office thanking him for his comments and offered him a free, you guessed it, night's lodging in the same motel. Did they read his letter? Were they trying to reward him or to punish him? You know, some people keep repeating the same mistakes, don't they? Because they haven't learned from the first ones. Proverbs 26:11 says, like a dog that returns to its vomit is a fool who repeats his folly. Even though the dog got sick by whatever he ate, he goes back and recycles it. It's even worse than the original meal that made him sick to begin with. Now, we've all made mistakes, but our worst mistake can be our best teacher if we'll learn from it and not repeat it. Don't keep beating yourself up over the mistakes you've made, but learn from them. You can share your bad experiences with others to keep them from making the same mistake, like don't stay at that filthy motel. Think about it.
Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands on this kind of, like you said, Jim, a fallish afternoon.
It's a fallish, coolish day day.
Oh, man. Falls in the air. You know, I've been debating. Got leaves starting to fall in my yard.
I think we all have.
And I can't hardly stand looking at them, you know, all. But if the leaves aren't off the tree yet, so.
Well, that's true. Just hope that nobody lights a match on them.
Yeah, well, I don't think we have to worry about it today. We got
not
that rain
today,
last
that's
night.
True.
But, you know, we're supposed to have a pretty good week.
Absolutely. Supposed to be they say, like spring-like weather, what they're giving this morning.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I was noticing the other day, it's funny how the Lord works at this time of year, the wind picks up to blow leaves off the tree.
Absolutely.
With it, along with the frost and everything. What'd you get into this week?
They're just kind of peeling.
Working. Peeling?
Peeling, as I call it.
There you go.
You say peeling, it don't seem too bad.
It don't sound too bad.
Don't sound like work.
It's been a good week. We had a
Absolutely.
Good service.
We sure did.
Boy, what a good series we're in right now. We've got actually two new series going on Sunday morning and Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And sounds like tonight's going to be a good one.
It does.
For the men. Anyway.
For the men, that's true. Better be on your best behavior.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a great big show for you today.
Yes, we have.
We're supposed to have Phyllis in here today to talk with Mr. Larry Sparks about his upcoming show at the SIP. And Phyllis is running fashionably late.
Mm-hmm.
But we also got Mark Maynard going to be calling in about 20 till with the Streamliner brand. They're going to be doing their new CD release party next week down in Salt Lake, Kentucky. So
yeah, we had
that.
Them in here, a couple weeks ago, Debbie? But
no, we had Debbie's, the promoter, in here. The one that's putting on the show.
Yeah, but it's her establishment.
Yeah, it's her establishment down there. And wasn't they nice people?
They was nice, and she was telling us that they're eventually going to turn that into like a dinner.
Like a cafe.
A cafe, that's it.
Well, she does serve concessions. She has a show in there once a month, and she does serve some food, and boy, it's good.
They say it is.
Oh,
just
boy.
Just good old country cooking.
Yeah, man, soup beans and hot
fried
dogs.
Potatoes.
All of our favorites.
Yes, man.
But anyway, Larry Sparks is going to be at SIP Theater this coming Friday night. You don't want to miss it, along with First Time Around and the Michael Shepherd Band. So we're going to play a cutoff of his 50th CD celebration. What number is that, Seth?
Number 11.
And this has got guests with Jesse McReynolds and Curly Sector. I'm going to sing, sing, sing. Here's Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers.
Sorrow, I've seen trouble and woe. When I get to glory, I'll see no more. For I know my prayers have not
hot in a vein. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna let the hallelujahs ring. I'm gonna praise my blessed Savior's name. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. Sometimes I get so weary inside, then I recall how my Jesus died. Up there I know there'll be no pain. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna let the hallelujahs ring. I'm gonna praise my blessed Savior. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. Up there, no tears will blind my eyes as I walk. Jesus' side, I'll meet my loved one all once again. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna let the hallelujahs ring. I'm gonna praise my best Savior's name. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna let the hallelujahs ring. I'm gonna praise my blessed Savior's name. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing.
Troubles and trials often betray those, causing the weary body to stray. But we shall walk beside the still water with the Good Shepherd leading the way. Going up home shall live and die evermore. Even the Lord will be in that number when we have reached that heavenly shore.
Those who have strayed were sought by the Master, he who once gave his life for the sheep. Out on the mountain, still he is searching, bringing them in forever to keep. Going up
home to live in green pastures, where we shall live and die nevermore.
Even the Lord will be in
we will not heed the voice of the stranger, for he would lead us on to despair. Following on with Jesus our Savior, we shall all reach that country so
Larry Sparks along with Alison Krauss. Yeah,
buddy, that is a beautiful song right there, Dave.
Oh, man, it
is. And they make it even better the way they sang it together.
Exactly. Hey, this Friday night, Larry Sparks and Lonesome Ramblers will be appearing with the Michael Shepherd Band at the historic SIP Theater along with First Time Around this Friday, November 6th at 7 p.m. Tickets are sold at the door. For more information, you can call 791-4321.
Now, who was that, the Mitchell Shepherd Band?
What'd I say?
Michael.
Michelle. Michael Shepherd Band.
That's Mitchell.
I said Mitchell.
I think you said Michael.
You're just messing with me. I also want to tell you, we finally got everything set for the 16th annual Clyde Bowling Christmas in the Highlands. I ran into a man in McGuffin County the other day. I stopped at the Shell over there to get some gas, and he came around and he said, Dave, when is that Christmas in the Highlands? I go every year.
Every year, that's true.
And boy, do we got a doozy this year.
And his thought was the first Saturday in
first
December.
First Saturday, every year. Easy to remember. This year it's going to be Saturday, December the 5th at the Country Music Highway Museum from 7 to 10. And here's our guest this year. We got Salvation Rain. You know them, don't you, Seth? Boy, they're good, aren't they? He's got a brand new CD out, too. Bobby Maynard, he's the one that sings, I Got a Weight Problem, and Go Get Her.
Go Get Her.
Yeah. The Streamliner Bluegrass Band, First Time Around in the Highland Bluegrass Quartet. Gym admission is only $10 or a new unwrapped toy.
You can't beat that, Dave.
Now, we're also going to have a live auction featuring the world famous Jim O'Brien.
That just ran a lot of them off right there.
We will be auctioning off all kinds of good stuff.
Absolutely.
We're going to have cakewalks, 50-50 drawing. That's always Lindsay's department. We're going to have Santa Claus, dancing, and concessions.
Mm-hmm.
Help the children of Johnson County have a great Christmas. This December the 5th from 7 to 10 at the Country Music Highway Museum.
And that'll be here before you know it, Dave.
It will be. Talk about our good buddies out at Phillips Heat and Hardware. Phillips, have you been out there?
Teresa stopped by out there and talked to them.
They give her a hard time?
Well, I don't know. I asked her if she sat on the liar's bench and they wouldn't run.
Uh-oh. She said there was no room.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, I'm glad I didn't stop.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Wintertime's coming. It's time to get that wood in.
Buddy, it felt like winter yesterday.
And he's got Echo chainsaws out there.
And now, they're ready.
Yeah. He had one out there. I don't know if he sold it or not yet, Jim. An Echo chainsaw was $379.99. He's got on sale for $325.99 if you still got it.
That is cheap.
But you need to get out there and get those because it's wood-cutting time in the holler, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Phillips Heat and Hardware is also, I don't know about you, have you fired your furnace up yet?
Not yet.
Well, we have. Ooh, it gets cold. You must be snuggling.
Well, that.
But he is your heat headquarters out there at Phillips.
Absolutely.
He's got everything from a kerosene heater right up to the MF series.
Well, he's got them the big furnaces that...
Yeah. Man, you talk about saving money.
Absolutely.
He was in here last year, and he said a guy's power bill went from $320 down to $32.
I stopped by one evening last week and did talk to Philip because he told me that he's not got his and hooked back up yet on account of where they got flooded.
He must be cuddling, too.
He must be.
It's been cold in the morning.
It's been real cold.
But he's got coal and wood stoves out there.
He does, Dave.
He's got any kind of heater, gas heaters, anything you need, wood stoves. He's got the Heatmaster stoves. He's got wood chippers for when you cut that wood. He's even got dog houses.
I've seen that.
Did you? Aren't those nice?
They are real nice.
You know, winter's coming, you want to keep them good and warm, he can take care of you there. He's got anything you need for insulation on your pipes to keep them because it's going to get cold.
It already is getting cold.
It's already there. Everything you need for plumbing, electric, anything you need like that, he's got you covered. He's got the full line of furnace filters out there.
He sure does.
He's got paint if you want to spruce up for the holidays.
Absolutely.
For Thanksgiving, you got a bunch of company coming in. He can take care of you there.
He can, and he's also got the big fishing hole out there.
Let me tell you, Jim, that thing, I walked over there. It keeps growing and growing and growing.
It does. It's amazing what he's got out there.
He's got some used trolling motors over there, and he's got any type of bait you need. He sells fishing license, the whole nine yards at Phillips Heat and Hardware. He's also your U-Haul rental location out there at Phillips, and he'll take care of you
at
Phillips Heat and Hardware. Phone him at 297-3456. And if things keep going the way they are, we're either going to have to get a bigger liar's bench or a pew out there to set
up. Let's go with the liar's bench.
Because they may fill a pew up.
That's true. Well, some of them might kind of start telling the truth if it's sitting
in
the pew.
That's exactly right. And he's got his checkerboard out there still.
Good.
And I also want to talk about my good buddy. I've been trying to get up with you, buddy, for a long time. That's McCoy's Shrew Service in Inez, Kentucky. You can phone him at 395-0473. If you need any tree trimming, tree top removal, stump removal, yard work done, he can take care of those leaves in your yard,
right,
Jim.
Right now is a good time to get rid of them leaves because
they're coming down. He can take care of them. You can phone him at 395-0473, and he'll treat you so many ways. One of them's bound to be right.
Absolutely. That's true,
he's been in business for over 40 years, and he gives free estimates. He's got senior citizens discounts, and he is insured. So
that's the main thing.
That is the main thing. So go see our good friends at McCoy's Tree Service. College boys fell asleep on
him. That hat's oversized.
We're going to play another one off. That's a cool hat.
I like that hat.
Yeah. What do you take for that hat there, Seth?
Make
now,
a
good
deal.
College boy, we could probably give him $3 he'd take. We're going to do another one off Larry Sparks' 50th album. And this is called In the Pines, and this was with Mr. Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. It's number 12. So let's listen to it right now.
Yeah.
There's a gentleman in backstage. He sent word out here that he didn't want to sing a duet with me. And his name is Larry Sparks. I know you folks know him. Can you come back out and give him a hand? An old southern song entitled In the Pines.
In the pines, in the pines, where the sun never shines, and you shiver when the cold wind blows. Little girl, what have I done that lets you treat me so? You caused me to weep, you caused me to mourn, you caused me to leave my home. In the pines, in the pines, where the sun never shines, and you shiver when the cold wind blows. Thank you.
She said, "How you doing?" I said, "Fine, but let me ask you. I heard it on the news that they closed down the mill." She said, "I've been scraping by just trying to pay the bills. And I don't know what I'm gonna do for Christmas. If the kids wake up and find that Santa's missed us, what in the world is this world coming to? Tell me, what in God's name are we gonna do? The thing that never changes are the changes we go through. What in the world is this world coming to?" Carpenters to teachers, why's the money rolling in for politicians and Wall Streeters? Seems that we've forgotten all about the golden rule. Never should have let them take the prayer out of the school. And no one knows just what in God we trust. Love of money has made a fool. What is this world coming to? Tell me, what in God's name are we gonna do? The thing that never changes are the changes we go through. What in the world is this world coming to?
Well, that was what in the world is this world
coming
to?
Absolutely. And what is it coming to, Dave?
Jim, have you seen, I don't know, on Facebook, and I know you have too, Seth, lately, all these videos of kids beating up teachers.
I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that.
You know, and this is my opinion, but when a teacher or a police officer tries to handle a child, it's all over the nightly
news. Absolutely.
But when a student takes down a teacher, it's just a video.
I seen that where that student shoved that. It was an elderly lady, one I seen. Yeah, shoved her down on that hard floor.
I saw one where the boy wrecked the classroom, jumped up on the teacher's desk, and then got him down on the floor. But that didn't make the nightly news.
No.
So.
But it made Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
More
switches need to be cut, in my opinion. More switches need to be cut, in my opinion.
That's what I got used back when I was growing up.
Yeah, and I never beat up my teacher.
Every time I cut one of the big willow trees down, Daddy'd find a limb somewhere else.
That's a great song. What in the world is this world?
And a lot of meaning behind it.
That's right. Speaking of Jesus, let's talk about the church announcements.
All right.
At the Highland Church of Christ.
Yes.
www.highlandchurchfamily.com.
And for the November happy birthdays,
mm-hmm.
November the 1st is Phyllis Daniels.
Phyllis have another birthday.
She got another.
What is she this year, 30?
I think 29.
29?
She ain't made 30 yet. And November the 7th is Melissa Oxer and Hester Daniels.
Yeah.
And then happy anniversaries is November the 4th, Keith and Phyllis Daniels. So she's got two occasions.
Phyllis still putting up with him.
Keith's going to be a lot of money this week, birthday and anniversary.
Boy, deep, buddy, you better dig deep, Keith. And he told me he's going to spend just under $1,000 on it.
Under $1,000. Is that just together right under or just 1,000. One of them?
Just one.
Okay. And then Lois and Richard Pelfrey is November the 6th.
All right. I thought I saw maybe that was another one. I thought I saw Lindsay and Keith, but that was the other Keith, I guess.
Mm-hmm. No, theirs is...
Now, you better not say nothing. You already know what yours is.
That's true. I know it's this month. Theirs, not mine.
Well, you may need one of them divorce lawyers, so talk about Brett Butcher to us.
I've got one right here in my left hand.
And even you can remember the number.
Anybody can remember this number, can't you, Seth? But it's a new law firm that's got started here. They've been in for about a year or so.
Yeah, Brett's was Pack and Butcher.
Yes,
and now he's teamed up with
Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher.
And that ain't Jim O'Brien.
No, not this one. But they've got started a new law firm right here in Paintsville, and, mm-hmm. and they're young. And you know how young people like to try to, you know, especially when you've got a business like that, make a name for yourself.
Well, and Brett. One thing, good thing about a young attorney is they're up on the law.
Absolutely.
But one thing I like about these three attorneys is they talk to a language that you and me understand.
That's true. And they're down here at the 412 2nd Street in Paintsville.
Uh-huh.
And their phone number, Dave, what would it?
789-1111.
How easy is that?
1111.
So when you're in trouble out there or in distress or something and need a lawyer, just remember 1111.
That's right, and Brett's just such a nice guy.
He sure is.
And he knows the law. If you need deeds, property transfers, help with your Social Security, or you've been in an accident, he's the man to go see.
And he's just no country boy. He talks our language.
He talks our language. And give us their location, too, Jim, their address.
It's 412 2nd Street.
Right here in town?
Right here in Paintsville.
Very convenient.
And the number 789-11. 1-1.
There you go. Well, if I'm not mistaken, I saw you eating at McDonald's today.
You probably did.
Oh, what'd you get?
Buddy, I'm hooked on them burritos for breakfast.
Well, Seth brought up a very interesting point.
He sure did.
And they're serving breakfast now all day.
All day.
So what is the number one combo now?
Well, now, that's a good question.
We're going to have to talk to Bob about that.
May have to get him in here to explain it.
Bob, we're stumped.
Absolutely.
Call us at 789-0318 if you're listening, and we'll put you live on the air to explain this complicated situation. What is the new number one combo?
That's true. And we might
is it the Egg McMuffin or is it the Big Mac?
I bet it's the breakfast burritos.
Because isn't the breakfast number one the Egg McMuffin? I think it is.
I believe it is.
But we're confused.
We are, absolutely.
Well, that don't take too much.
No, we get confused when we get out of bed in the morning. No.
Let's hear a good word from our good friends at McDonald's, and we'll be right back.
You know who doesn't know the value of a dollar? My son, leaving every light on in the house. We do not live in a lighthouse.
Whatever, Dad.
You know who does know the value of a dollar? McDonald's. They have five extra value meals for under $5 each, like the Big Mac sandwich or two tasty snack wrap sandwiches with medium fries and a medium soft drink. Now we all could learn a lesson like that.
I said whatever.
Love your wallet more. Add a three-piece mozzarella sticks to your favorite five under $5 meal for just a dollar more. Price participation may vary, limited time only.
To those who say, just as the sun rises in the east, so too must breakfast be enjoyed in the morning. McDonald's now says, yeah, we don't really agree with that. Introducing McDonald's new all-day breakfast menu. Now you can get a savory bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit sandwich, hash browns, and other delectable breakfast tastes day and night. It's time to start enjoying the breakfast you love anytime you wish. Breakfast items vary by location. Deliciousness doesn't.
All right, we're back.
We are.
Hey, I'm going to play you a good song by the Randy Waller.
Randy Waller.
This is Randy Waller is the son of the. Boy, I've got a. I'm having a sometimes.
That's the old man Waller's boy. Did that help you?
It did. Charlie Waller of the Country Gentleman.
I see that jarred him.
It did. He passed away, and my good friend. Andrew Oxer, give me a copy of this, and it blew me away. Here's Charlie Waller off his brand new CD. I did say Charlie, didn't I?
Yeah, you said Charlie.
But it's Randy, actually. Randy. This is Randy Waller.
Seth missed that one.
I still got the number one combo on my
Absolutely.
Mind. Here's Randy.
Standing in a sea of cotton, not far from the place called Hazel Green, where a story of murder has never been forgotten. Wild woods don't grow and birds don't sing. There once stood a grand old Annabella mansion, built before the clash of blue and gray, where lived a fair and beautiful young maiden with flaming red hair and evil ways. Six times she was wed at the altar of God. On her hands she wore six golden rings. Now six lonely men lie deep beneath the sod, 1 mile east of Hazel Green. She married a banker, a lawyer and a planter, all three became ill and soon died. The young widow wed again 3 more times to wealthy men, who also fell prey and lost their lives. Upon each husband's death, as she witnessed their last breath, with cold words she sent for her sad slave, who in the dead of night, underneath their candlelight, were forced to dig another unmarked grave. Six times she was wed at the altar of God. On her hands she wore six golden rings. Now six lonely men lie deep beneath the sod, 1 mile east of Hazel Green. Claimed murder against her, but offered not 1 ounce of proof. And so she slipped away to Mississippi, they say, with a wagon load of slaves and the truth. Now time has concealed that old Annabella mansion. The graves were lost within entangled vines. And they say six ghosts walk that old plantation, searching for their fair but evil bride. Six times she was wed at the altar of God. On her hands she wore six golden rings. Now six lonely men lie deep beneath the sod, 1 mile east of Hazel Green. 1 mile east of Hazel Green. Just 1 mile east of Hazel Green.
Hazel Green ain't too far from here.
No, it's not.
You know, that's. Let me give you a little fun fact about Hazel Green.
Okay, go ahead.
That was the last show that Carter Stanley played was Hazel Green, Kentucky.
Hmm.
In 1966 or 67, I can't remember. We got a dedication to send out.
We do, Dave.
Go ahead.
We sure do. I run into a lady this week at Prestonburg that I've worked with for 27 years at American Standard.
Right.
Sweet lady. Her name is Frances Crisp.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with her and her husband. Her husband was Bill Crisp, passed
right.
away a few years ago. Super nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
But she said she listened to us every Sunday.
Right.
And I told her, I said, what song do you like? And we'll send it to you. And right off the bat, I just want to thank you, Lord. And how many people would like to just thank you, Lord?
Exactly. I want to send this out to the gentleman over in Sayersville, too. I spoke with the other day. And I want to send this out to... Paul Daniels and his wife.
There you go.
Good family there.
And anybody else that wants to take his song and get a blessing from it, do that.
Oh, if you listen to it, you'll get a blessing.
Absolutely.
Here's Larry Sparks. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Absolutely.
Just want to thank you, Lord. And he's going to be at the Historic Sip Theater just coming Friday, November the 6th at 7 o'clock, along with First Time Around and Mitchell Shepherd Band. So go see him this Friday. Well, this Saturday coming up at Debbie's Music House, Saturday, November the 7th at 7 p.m., a band out around Princeton, West Virginia, Jim, is going to be performing. And they're going to be doing their CD release party at Debbie's Music Show House in Salt Lake, Kentucky. You can phone from, it's real easy to find. It's right on Route 60 at Salt Lake. And if you need more information, you can call 606-776-6780. And the band is Streamliner, and they're going to be debuting their brand new CD called Living the Dream. And we got the head CEO of that band on the phone right now, Mr. Mark Maynard. Mark, how in the world are you?
Buddy, I'm so happy I got a self-playing
to keep from clapping. Well, that's great. We're really looking forward to having you at Debbie's at Salt Lake, Kentucky this Saturday. And your new CD is going to be, this will be the first time it's for sale, right?
Yes, it'll be the first time it's out. It's been, we've only sold just a few of them, so it's going to be getting the prime cut of them.
Right. Well, we're real excited about having you at Debbie's, and I know she's looking forward to it. Tell us a little bit about your band.
Well, the band I put together is, we've all been sidemen for years. And one of the problems, just a minute, I'm having some technical difficulties on my end.
We're good on this end. Just keep it talking.
Okay, yeah, but anyhow, I, put this band together. We're with all a bunch of sidemen for years. And now me and my son have worked together and wanted to have something that nobody else had.
Right.
And so we put together some great guys, and that, you know, yourself, you've been part of it.
And so it's been fun.
It's just absolutely amazing. I'm proud of what I got. I'm proud of what I put together, and I think it's going to be here for a long time.
Well, and you know, you mentioned your son, Chris. What an amazing talent for a 14-year-old boy. He does most of your lead singing and a lot great rhythm and lead guitarist. So he does a wonderful job.
Yeah,
you got to be proud of him.
Absolutely amazing. on the stuff that he does. He's worked so hard at it, and he has a passion for it. And, you know, it's amazing how young kids pick it up now, because I don't remember picking it up that easy when I was young.
Exactly. But, now, you're going to be at Debbie's. You're going to bring the big Silver Eagle in.
Yeah,
this Saturday night, and then you're going to be a guest on Bluegrass in the Highlands next Sunday, I hear.
Absolutely. Bluegrass in the Highlands next Sunday, we're going to come in and have a full band show, you know, a guest show on there. And the day of the radio, if anybody, or the day of the show, November 7th, at 12 o'clock, if anybody, at 12 o'clock, if anybody is listening on the WMKY, Morehead State Radio, we're going to be doing a live show on there, too, the whole
Well, band. That's great. I know Debbie's looking forward to having you. And, you know, one little secret that you don't know about Debbie is her concession stands are out of this world.
You're kidding me.
No, we'll have a hard time getting Chris on stage
from
the concession stand. Now,
what
people may not know about Mr. Little Maynard is he loves White Castle. Jim, this boy, we went on the road one time, I'm just going to tell you, and we bought 40 White Castles.
40?
To take, you know, to the festival.
Yeah.
And we was ready to head out the next day to head home, and I looked at Mark and I said, Mark, I'd love to have a White Castle. He said, Chris, go back there and get us a good White Castle. He said, there ain't any more, Dad. I ain't a bar.
Well, that was wild.
Oh, and he loves McDonald's, too. And we're in this big dilemma right now, Mark.
Yes, we are.
And we're trying to get the owner of McDonald's on the phone. This is urgent. Since they're serving breakfast all day long now, what is the number one combo now? That's a good question. We're trying to get the CEO of McDonald's on the phone right now because this is very important information to know.
I promise.
Well, Mark, we're looking forward to seeing you at Debbie's this Saturday night. Route 60 in Salt Lake, Kentucky. And if they need more information, they can call 776-6780 for more information. And we're looking forward to a great time.
Absolutely. I can't wait to have it. David, I truly appreciate you having me on the show. Like I said, we're all blessed to be in the position we're in right now. And I'm blessed to have the band that I have. And I just see good things coming in the future. And I hope everybody out there is
That's great. If they want more information about the show, they can call Debbie at 776-6780, or you can call me personally at 606-367-1056, or you can call Jim Collect if you're out of the local calling area. He'll take it.
Also, David,
yes, sir.
One of the things is if they want to get online, we have T-shirts now.
Good. Tell us about your website.
Yeah, we have T-shirts. The website is www.StreamlineBluegrassBand.com.
Right. Well, that's great.
And you can get on there. You can order the CD offline, or you can order a certain song if you like it online individually to download on your phone or your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have T-shirts all the way from small to 4XL. You know I got to have them.
All right.
But you
have all your shows listed, too. All right. Well, it's good to talk to you. We look forward to seeing you at Debbie's, and we look forward to having you here next week. Living the Dream CD release party with Streamliner at Debbie's Music House next Saturday night, November 7th. Come out for a great night of entertainment. Mark, it's been good to talking to you. We got to pay some bills, and then we'll be right back. Let's listen to a good word from our good friends at Jones Preston Funeral Home, and we'll be right back. Are you still there, Mark?
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our descendant protection plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during and emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Homes, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands. On Sundays here on WSIP, the Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
That's a good friend at Jones Preston Funeral Home. They're carrying on the tradition of Starfire Hero here in Paintsville.
Absolutely.
Been a proud sponsor of Bluegrass and Highlands for over 20 years,
Long
Jim.
Long time, Dave.
Wonderful folks. Wonderful folks. They still do business the old-fashioned way, Jim. They meet and greet you just like they did in the day.
They do, and everything just updated, but the service has never changed.
Top-notch.
Absolutely.
They've got a chapel on site. They can handle any type of funeral from large to small. They do military, transport. Anything you need, they can take care of you.
They've even got prepay. If
yeah,
you want to go ahead and
you
get that taken care of.
Take a burden off your children. And our good friends at Fannin's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Electric. Jim, you got to check out that front window. They got a lot of specials on closeouts and things. Go in the store. They've remodeled and everything. It looks great in there.
Great.
Go see our good friends at Fannin's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. And I got one more I need to talk about.
The main one.
I bet Wallace, this new tie's got him so messed up, he don't know where he's at.
I wonder if he have coffee at 8 o'clock.
I bet he still don't know what time it is.
Probably don't.
Yeah, if you drink his, we need to give this coffee to Mark Maynard when he travels in that Eagle, because this coffee will keep you up about 3 or 4 days.
It sure will.
But Conley Tire, they got special financing, Jim, and financing on the spot. If you don't go in the winter with bad tires. They got $25 oil change with synthetic oil.
Absolutely.
You can't beat that.
No.
They got the latest in the front end alignment out there, the latest equipment. They can rotate balance and put any type of tire on your car that you need.
Brakes, anything you
anything
need.
Anything like that. And there's no sense in running around on bad tires.
No, there's not.
With their financing available.
And winter time coming up.
Oh, yeah. You can go out there and see Chris or Wallace if he's awake. And I still ain't seen no donuts, and I still ain't seen a checkerboard. Would one of you good people please mail him a checkerboard?
There you go.
Because he won't buy one. I don't know why.
He ain't got time. He's busy.
Yeah, he's busy, all right, making that strong coffee and sleeping on. No, he's a great guy. He's a wonderful man, and he can help you any way he can.
Him and Chris and the whole gang out there.
They're just super. You can call him at 297-2424. Our good friends at Conley Tire. Chris is solid as a rock.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm telling
you. He sure
is. He's a good guy. And they got the latest custom to customize your trucks and things like that, Jim.
Yep.
So it's a good time. Now, don't forget the big show at Debbie's Music Hall this Saturday at 7 o'clock. Streamliner Band's got a CD release show. And Route 60 at Salt Lake, you can call 776-6780. I'll be down there playing with them. I'm going to play with them. Come out and see us. Great concessions, good time. And don't forget Larry Sparks. And you've got a
birthday wish.
Birthday.
Going on. We had a caller come in and wanted to wish Christine Gullett from Flat Gap a happy birthday.
Well, we'll send it out to her. Hey, listen, we're gonna play off a brand new cut off Salvation Reign's new project. Now, in 2 weeks, we're going to feature all the bands that are going to be at Christmas in the Highlands.
In
2 weeks.
Great.
So, But here's the cut off their latest CD, and it is fantastic. They're going to be at Christmas in the Highlands this year, so listen to this great cut. Here's Salvation Rain, and I'd say this about take us out, Jim.
I think it will, Dave.
Always smile. The sun shines good for your teeth.
And always keep the Lord Jesus number one in your life.
Sam, good to see you. We'll see you next week, Seth. Jim, take care of yourself.
You too, Dave.
First and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. bluegrass in the house.